Now we're going to talk about being fearless, which is the second F. The dictionary says fearless means to lack fear, to be bold, brave, unafraid, oblivious to dangers or perils, or having calmly resolute in facing them. Let's look at ways to develop a fearless attitude. Developing your fearlessness reflect will help you cope with frustration in a totally different way. When I think of someone who is absolutely fearless, the first person that comes to mind is the rapper by the name of Curtis James Jackson, better known as 50 Cent. Recently, I saw an interview on BigThink.com where Robert Greene, the author of The 40 Laws of Power, described why he thought 50 was so successful. He went on to say that because of the attitude he has developed on being fearlessness, 50 will always land on his feet like a cat when faced with a problem. Just think about that for a second. Imagine throwing a cat from 3 stories high and picture that cat screaming all the way down. Better yet, picture that cat landing on his feet from such a high fall. Isn't that crazy? Well, 50 learned how to do that metaphorically speaking. He learned early on how to land on his feet when it mattered most. You see, he grew up without his parents. He never met his father, and his mother died when he was 8 years old. This rage led him to the streets at the age of 12, where drugs and violence in Jamaica, Queens, New York was a norm. He sold drugs until he got caught at the age of 17. They were going to sentence him to 9 years in prison, but since it was his first felony, they decided to send him to a military boot camp for 6 months. When he came out, he went back to dealing drugs temporarily, but he had his mind on bigger and better things by now. Then he discovered his passion for hip-hop. One day, his probation officer suggested he get into rapping. He started singing and competing against local rappers, and many say from that era that what helped him stand out was his confidence. He was fearless and it was noticeable. That attitude not only helped him stand out, but also succeeded in such a competitive world at that time. Suddenly, he was envied by his peers because he came across as a threat. When he found himself at the top of his career, he was shot and 9 bullets pierced his flesh. It almost killed him and would have killed him had it not been for the grace of God and that fearless attitude that he had developed early on. When it was all said and done, 50 came back stronger. Those were his exact words. He came back more determined, and the rest is history as we know it today. In one of his interviews, he said that he never allows fear to limit him. His mindset was, and still is, that you should approach life without fear. He was not talking about fear of death or bullets. What he meant was that he was not afraid of change. His attitude was that if he ever lost his job or lost out on a record deal, he hardly ever got upset, Robert Greene said. To the contrary, he was always calm when faced with big adversity. He trained himself to face adversity with calm because in his mind, he had already faced death and was happy to be alive. With that attitude, you'll always land on your feet regardless of what you're going through. He learned to get over his upsets and frustrations quickly so that he can get back to being fearless, and you can adopt this mindset so that you can get the astronomical results you so dearly want. 50 learned to take risk without fear with a fearless attitude. He wasn't afraid to fail or take risk, Robert commented. He was not afraid to be different or stand out. Imagine how powerful you would be in life if you were not afraid of the things that happen to you. You would be able to base decisions not on risk or fear, but based on reality and possibilities. It would certainly be a powerful way to be in the world. In the interview, Robert Greene said that when he looked at Napoleon Bonaparte, Frank Roosevelt, and hundreds of influential leaders from the past, he noticed they all shared that quality of being fearless. He said that when you are afraid and fearful, your mind closes up and you start viewing the world differently. You want to go back to living comfortable, avoid risk, and want to do only those things that are familiar. But when you are not afraid, you feel open and your mind is active and alive. You become creative. This open mind to receiving fear with power is the key to moving forward and taking new actions. It actually inspires new actions. Nobody is born without fear. We are all born screaming and crying in a bloody mess. We are terrified to be away from mom for a few minutes, he said. We are afraid of the dark. We are afraid of dying. We are afraid of failing. There isn't an individual on this planet who has not felt a lot of fear. But what differentiates people we find are those who tend to deal with situations head on and understand it hurts more not to move past these fears. That's what separates them from the rest. That's what separates 50 Cent. 50 Cent knew that if he was afraid on the streets that people would read it off his facial expressions. He knew it would not work to his favor. He learned that he had to teach himself not to be fearful. He had to learn how to be fearless.